by far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with Magic at UK Talk Radio. We love the guys. They are just a fantastic band, hardworking, putting so much into what they do. And the results are obvious to see when you listen to their music. We're going to talk about their fantastic album, which is called The Room. And they're doing so well at the moment. They've reached number one in the UK Talk Radio Hot 100 with the song A Love Like Yours and Mine, which stands them in good stead and a good recommendation from the album. The tracks we're going to find out about are Love Walk, also One and Over. So Dave, let's start with you first. Over features a guest vocalist, Shari. Tell us a little bit more about the song.
So I met Shari and online, and I sent her some samples of what we were doing with Over, and I asked her if she would be willing to, you know, just, you know, give it her spin on it. And so she sent back what she had, some great ideas she sent back, and I said, that's just, you know, that's brilliant, just go with it. So we basically did all this email, and I took her work into the studio, and Juan, our engineer, mixed it in, and that's basically how it came about. So she was very pleased with it. I think what she did was, it needed it. It just sort of that cherry on top, and it just came off. It was just one of those things that just really was 1, 2, 3, go. It was pretty easy.
And for you as a band, obviously this is a guest vocalist. So how different is that to work with a vocalist that you don't normally work with? What are the kind of challenges and what makes that interesting as well?
Yes, that's great. In the past I've worked with, I've done similar things with another pretty prominent talent out here, Durga McBroom. She did some stuff with Pink Floyd. So she came in the studio and did some similar things that Shari has done. So the idea was in the back of my mind, and I was just waiting for the right opportunity for that to present itself. And there was always something kind of missing on that track. I just couldn't put my finger on it. So when I stumbled on her online, I stumbled on her work, and I thought, gosh, you know, what a voice, what a talent. So when she was willing to do it, we just, you know, I just didn't look back. So it was, you know, with her kind of caliber, with that kind of talent, it's really pretty easy. They just go in there. They get a sense of the music. They get a sense of action. And so it's pretty effortless. It's just that kind of talent.
And that must be a joy to you to work with somebody like that who can actually hit the mark and go in there and do it. I mean, that, and when it's finished, that must be a fantastic feeling for you.
I was just ecstatic. I was just hoping everybody else would have the same, feel the same way.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Randy now about a track which is getting a lot of attention. The track is One.
The song moves so heavy and so deliberately, and it has this forward momentum that there's an energy, there's a stomp to it that just sort of, it has its own power. I remember when we started putting it together, it's not that it's a complicated song. The thing that makes it so interesting is that it carries itself forward with such force that it pulls you along as a listener, it pulls you along as a player. And on top of the music and the vibe of the music, the imagery that Dave layered over it, it's just, it all fits. It all just came together so perfectly. It sounds a little contrived to say something like, well, the song wrote itself. This is one of those songs that sort of wrote itself. You know, it had such clear direction right from the start. And, again, with Dave, the imagery that Dave put over it, it gives it this epic quality, this sort of almost, I don't want to compare it to Zeppelin, but sort of like the Immigrant Song had its own mood, its own mystique, its own power, its own energy. It's a very self-contained type of vibe. And I think that's what works for me. That's what makes that song just so mighty. You know, it has a majesty to it, in my view.
And that must be quite good when the song almost feels as if it's writing itself, because I can imagine that some songs take forever and you almost think, well, should I give up now? So that must be a good feeling when that kind of song almost appears as if by magic, really.
Good one. I think it is. I agree. I think it's one of those things where, it kind of helps tell you that this song is a thing. It's a real thing. It's not something you had to patch and piece together and labor over and twist and torture into becoming a particular thing. It just went. And when songs go that way, it's a confirmation that this song, it's willing itself into existence through you as a musician. And that feeling is just that. That feels perfect to you as a musician.
Thank you, Randy. We're going to feature another song from the album The Room. This is called Love Walk. When we've heard it, we'll find out more about this fantastic track.
Defining in life, I've been knowing.
going to talk about, and I'm quite intrigued by the title as well, Love Walk. I think it's just a fantastic title. So tell me a little bit about the song.
Yeah, another interesting song. I have a couple, I think, maybe I put in my, I call them unapologetic heavy metal songs. It's a riff, you know, very sort of riff, that's classic hard rock riff orientation. And I was very careful to try and not in any way step away from it. I just sort of, like I said, I keep always going back to unapologetic heavy metal. It's just right in your face. It's just like a classic in the key of A minor, heavy metal, hard rock riff with, you know, a very catchy chorus. Dave and I spent a little bit of time, I think, on this one. Maybe him and I always seem to have been fortunate to work at a very, I guess, like convenient pace. We never really labor over things, but I felt like this one, we spent a little extra time on the chorus. There were some really cool things that we saw unfolding. So I feel like we took a little bit of time in creating a really interesting melodic chorus to offset. Again, I think of a little bit like what Randy said with the song One, and there might be a similarity or a parallel here with Love Walk, is that very stompy, heavy riff. And then it just kind of falls into this sort of beautiful chorus that offsets the two. So fun track. And I always, in there are certain songs that I don't know, I always feel like maybe I'm rooting for a little bit, where I feel like this is such a cool song. This one resonates. This may be one of those ones that I've always been rooting for a little bit, because I thought it had some cool things happening in it. And I'm hoping that they resonate and that fans find them.
And it sounds to me as if this would be a song that I'd be writing, thinking that would probably work quite well in a live setting.
I think just blend them is One and Love Walk, because of the nature of the riff and how it sort of delivers itself. It's another one too that I've never find myself searching for the pocket when I'm working on it. For example, in the studio, you just fall right in there. It's almost like you can't get out of the pocket. It's harder to get out of the pocket than it is in the pocket, if that makes any sense. And so those always deliver themselves very, very well live. Definitely. And I think this one will.
So those are three of the tracks to look out for. And here's a random fact, but I'm quite fascinated by this. You were telling me about this before we went on air. So obviously you're picking up airplay and getting noticed all over the place. But tell us about this documentary in Brazil. I like this idea. So tell us a little bit about how that's working and how it came about.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I got in touch with this online, this promoter. She was like, you know, really a fan. And so she asked if, you know, I could send her some things. And so they were really just going to kind of push us out to their, you know, their stations. But it ultimately ended up, she came back and said, you know, what about doing a documentary? I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, why not? And so it's in process. We've gotten back some first phase of it, so it's coming along really nicely. But I know that they've been doing some promotions there, and it's interesting because in Brazil, I think they have a lot more audience for the harder edge, the harder rock kind of stuff, because our tracks like Lost have gained a tremendous amount, and interesting enough, Change, which is more of acoustic, is also picking up a great speed there. So whatever they're doing out that way, it's definitely resonating.
And it sounds exciting to me, because it sounds like there's a lot of things going on, airplay, documentaries. I mean, you must all feel amazed, and also that your hard work, because I know that it is hard work, putting a band together, keep going, songwriting, et cetera, et cetera. So you must feel a great sense of achievement.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I guess I'll just jump in on this one. For sure. It's amazing, because I think, you know, for me and I probably for the guys, we do this out of love, for passion. It's kind of one of those things, not to sound cliche, but you were just made, you have that in you and you can't get it out of you. And, And no matter what the outcome, you're just going to keep going at it and going at it because it's part of you, of who you are. So, to have this kind of reception coming out, and it's amazing. It's humbling. It's all of those things. It's incredible.
I get that sense every time that we talk that you're all passionate about it, and that comes over in the music. Just to round off, the important thing is, where can we get hold of the music?
Well, first, our main website that should point to all the socials and everything else is magicmojo.com. That's, magic, M-A-J-I-C, mojo.com. And from there, you can point to Apple or Spotify or the socials and all of those things.
Thank you, Dave. We've been talking to Magic about their fantastic new album, which is called The Room. And as we've just heard, it's available on all good digital sources. Once again, the album is called The Room and the band are called Magic.